warning. The opinions and advice you are about to hear on the Above My Pay Grade podcast are presented to you by two complete morons. If you follow them and ruin your career, that's on you. Please seek real advice from people you trust. Seriously, don't be an idiot. The Above My Pay Grade podcast starts now.
Let's do this shit, Jimmy.
Me. I'm one of those morons.
That's me. I'm the idiot. Oh my God. So much above my pay grade in 1 week, right, Jim? Three episodes in one week. That's almost as many testicles as you have. Four, right?
No. One, two, three.
No, that's how many you had in your. Never mind. Hey, everybody. We hope you're enjoying your lunch break today on Friday. We figured we would do a new episode for Fridays at lunchtime, so we could eat along with you. Maybe we can get a little bite of your sandwich. What do you think?
Let's share them with you.
Well, you know what it is, Jim? I just figured let's do something special for the Friday zombies out there. You know what I mean?
Zombies.
Work.
What do you mean?
You know, like the people that are there physically, but, you know, the spirit is gone.
Is that just Fridays? Or?
Well, it's every day, but especially on Fridays because you're so goddamn close to that weekend, right?
You know how hard it is to concentrate on, like, Friday afternoon, especially around, like, 1:30?
Yeah.
It's like, it's so close. And if you're one of those people that go out and have a drink after, or you go home and just like, even if you just go lay down or you're just away from work, like it's like,
yeah,
I'm so close.
Yeah, this is it. We're almost there.
I could do it.
Yeah. Instead, they just sit there like staring at their screens, like clicking different tabs, you know, like opening and closing tabs on their computer to make it look like they're doing something.
Wow. He had a lot of clicks on, off.
He was really busy today. He did so much work.
Wow, production's up.
Work.
I like the people like that just work. Don't hide that shit. They don't care. They're like at 1 o'clock.
We always call them the real ones, right?
Yeah.
The real ones.
They're the social butterflies, I'd say. You know, like 1:30, they're not even looking to do work. They're like sitting there buzzing around the desk.
Yep. They're like, fuck it. What's going on today? How are you? What are you doing this weekend?
Yeah. Any plans?
Their coffee cup smells like whiskey. You know who you are.
Yeah. They're blowing on it. Ooh, it's a hot one.
Ooh, it's hot. Like, John, nobody believes this. Yeah. Everyone knows what you're doing.
What does he have? Cinnamon in your coffee? It's got Fireball. Jesus.
That sounds delicious. Yeah, you got the people. Yeah, so you have both sides of the thing, right? The people who just openly don't do shit, and then the people that try to make it look like they're doing shit, but they checked out at 2.
Oh, yeah.
2 hours from right now, when you're listening to this Friday episode, you're going to hear somebody just typing louder than ever before so people know that they're working.
I'm just an angry typer in general. Look, I just realized
it. Piece of shit.
But I could type. Like, I'm not one finger, you know, sitting there.
Oh, really?
Just on typing. I beat you to it.
That's not what the football team said.
Whoa. No, but I'm sitting there typing away, and I'm like, oh, my God. I must be an angry type. Like, I can hear it. Listen, it's hard to move those sausage fingers around. You got to.
I like a nice quiet keyboard that no matter how hard you type, you don't hear
it's
shit.
Quiet.
I know people people purposely buy like the gaming keyboards and stuff. They like it loud. Not me. I'm like, shut the fuck up, fingers. Let's just get the work done.
Kind of like your high school boyfriends. You tell them to keep their mouth shut.
You don't tell a single soul about this. We can keep going camping every summer together, just the two of us.
now you've ruined my Friday.
Jimmy, I didn't know there was so much typing in the glory hole fields that you work. The fields of glory. But then you have the villain, the real fucking villain, right? The guy who schedules that meeting at 4:30. That guy can suck it.
Yeah, and then you get the, oh, it's the only time I could find. That's a lie.
Mm-hmm.
That is a blatant lie. Yeah. Don't do that.
I feel like that those people do that just so that they could say they did something that day, and there's like proof of it.
Yeah,
there's no other explanation for it.
4:30 on it. I'm sorry. We work early hours.
Yeah. Not happening.
Not happening. Nope. I'll read the cliff notes, buddy.
Yeah. Well, I miss working in office. You know, as I've said a few times on past episodes, I work from home, And I do remember the last office that I worked in, you know, on Fridays, like to kill time and not have to do actual work, people would sit there and clean up their cubicles and clean up their desk and shit. Man. Yeah. They're like, you know, wrapping up their soda bottles to take home, you know, to take to the grocery store to return bottles. They're Windexing their screens and their Lysoling off their desk. And
I don't blame them.
Like,
not at all.
You know, there's someone that comes in over the weekend and does that, right? You don't need to do that.
Yeah, but you know, it's not happening at a great, like, so in my office, they have like the white desk, which was, I don't know why they would even do that.
Yeah.
It was a dumb move. And behind the one,
you're so racist.
Jeez.
The white desk, bad move. What? Man, it's Jim.
A bad move. White desk is a bad move.
God, you're so racist against white people.
I'm just saying the desk doesn't work. But anyway, like there's dust all over it. So it's like if you really did clean, there wouldn't be a mound of dust over there. Yeah. So I'm doing it myself, you know, and then I'm taking mental notes of all the snacks I want to buy to bring into the office. I'm like, all right, another box of Pop-Tarts maybe some chips, you know, like this. You know, if you're sitting there and you get that, you know, like I want to eat the little snack. Because, you know, it's not easy just to get up, especially at my job. It's not like,
yeah,
there's not something right there in some of the offices. You have to travel a little. But I like that,
too. Not me. My office is right around the corner from my kitchen.
Yeah, yeah.
Hence why I'm fucking fat.
Yeah, but I go into work and I'm fat. Yeah. What the fuck?
So the other thing we wanted to talk about besides our Friday zombie crew...
You know what's happening. But I love those people that get it. They're like the rally people,
yeah,
the 2 o'clock ralliers. Not to get work done, but just like, oh, the weekend. Yeah, we're going. Go. Oh, you're heading out soon. I'm heading out. I'm getting out of here. I got in early. And it's like, didn't get in early. I watched you walk in at fucking 8 o'clock. I'm getting out of here. I'm like, go ahead. Have fun.
I do want to smack the people that start counting then the day at like 9:30 in the morning. They're like, yeah, here we go.
Yeah.
X amount of hours left.
Six more hours.
Oh, Jesus. That makes it go slower, Ted. Shut your stupid mouth. Get back in the to the glory hole fields. Well, so the other thing that I wanted to make sure we focus on today, you know, in one of my work group chats, I saw one of my employees said, what's the corporate way of saying I refuse to do that? And then someone else said, let them know I appreciate the ask, but I'll have to decline. And I'm like, that's brilliant.
That is brilliant.
But it made me think, like, what are some other ways, you know, corporate ways of saying really rude fucking things? You know, so like, you know, again, I refuse to do that. I'm not the best owner for this, you know?
But you know what's crazy, though? Like, even though we looked this up and stuff, or yeah, I should say you looked this up, I just come and, you know... Get all the glory, not the glory you used.
That's the name of the company, right? That you work for? Yeah, yeah. I saw your business card. It says, get all the glory.
So basically, like they have all this stuff. You're on LinkedIn. You see these different things and people putting it there. Like, how do you respectfully do this and all? But sometimes like they're very creative. But sometimes I just want to be me.
Yeah. Just tell someone really to go fuck themselves.
Yeah. Absolutely not. I'm not doing that. Are you crazy?
I feel like go fuck yourself, you know, saying it has to be face to face or over the phone, like a call. You can't put that
in writing. No, you never put that in writing.
Yeah.
But so. honestly, I think you could actually have those kind of conversations with certain people, like maybe not the F word. You don't have to do it. But, you know, the 4 simple words are like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Like, you know. And then they're like, what? What?
Yeah.
And then it's like, no, oh, so you're not kidding me. You really think that that's okay to keep piling it on, you know?
I think the best passive-aggressive way of go fuck yourself is you just write back, noted.
Yeah.
If somebody writes back, that. Noted,
yeah,
that means suck a fatty.
So I got noted once.
Did you?
I'm going to be honest with you. I got noted.
Oh,
someone
shit.
I respect at work, believe it or not, a boss. I was not thrilled, and it was... maybe like 4 or 5 years ago, was not really thrilled. Raise time comes around. You know, the company did very well and you get whatever. And I remember bringing up something and I was just like, I was basically telling him I wasn't really thrilled with the raise.
Sounds so familiar
to me. So very, very honest though, you know, cause I'm at least an honest person. I really thought it could have been better. And you know, like some of the things I've done, it doesn't match. And this was around the time when I got skipped over for someone else. Oh, I should have mentioned that either. But, you know, like, it's one of those things where, and he said noted, and I'm like, okay, that'll be the last time I ever bring up anything.
So his
like
noted
that.
Was more like, fuck off.
Yeah, right? Basically. Like not basically, yeah. like, I guess he was just like, I'm not talking about this anymore because it's either I can't do anything about it or I got it. Thank you. I'll make a mental note in my head, but it didn't go anywhere. You know, it's like one of those things. I respected that, and I'm going to tell you why. Because at least when I heard it, I'm like, all right, I know where the threshold ends with them. And honestly, at least I know now that this is how it's going to be. Yep. So now let's operate in a business fashion now. You know, and it's good. Sometimes you need that.
Yeah, sometimes, you know what? It's just time to give up, you know, trying to convince somebody of something and noted.
Yeah, 100%, man. 100%. And it's been, so that was like 4 years ago, but then I had other stuff happen about a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, right around when my mother passed.
Yeah.
And all, and that was a shitty time, but I tell you, like, I'm in such a great place now.
Yeah.
You react and operate so different when you don't care anymore.
Yeah.
Like,
zero fucks are given.
A zero.
Oh, yeah.
Like, zero.
Oh, but I get so much more shit done.
I care about my team.
Yeah.
And I get my work done within those 8 hours.
Yeah.
No one will ever say he doesn't do his work. He works. No one could ever take that from me. That's one thing with my ethic. But I know we're getting serious here. But I will tell you, since I stopped caring about will I make it to that next level or, you know, what's in it for me kind of deal.
Yeah.
It's been so much better. Because you just don't have that stress on you anymore. You just move, you know?
Yeah, so no, it makes sense. Look, there's something so nice. You know, we talk about office space a lot. Remember he got hypnotized to just not give any fucks about anything? There is something so nice about that type of mentality, whether it's on a project or your full job or whatever. But when you hit that point of like, I don't give a fuck about this.
Yeah.
And then you find yourself speaking up more about shit you see, you know, going at people that are fucked up. And it's almost.
But you're not angry about it.
See, no.
Like before I used to get angry.
Just like Peter.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, 100%.
Is that his name, Peter?
Yeah. But you just don't get angry about it. Like I was carrying, you don't realize how much anger you're carrying around. And then realized I probably was not putting my persona or the way I wanted to be shown off the right way.
Yeah.
You know, like the people weren't seeing me the way I thought I should have been seen.
Sure.
Now it's like that care is gone. I'm not going around telling everyone to F themselves.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm very calm.
Yeah.
I'm very, whatever you want to do, that's fine too. You know, and the way I operate is within an 8 hour window now. That's when you have me.
Yeah, that's it.
So it became, and I know people could relate to this. And if you do, reach out to us on our website, Jeremy. What is it?
Yes, because he doesn't remember.
No, it's above my paygradepodcast.com.
There you go, Jim. I know,
come on.
Hey,
come
you
on.
Did it. Look at you.
Thank you.
You did it.
So it's like one of those things where you just
you're
go.
Like, no, Jeremy, I was really just setting you up to say it. Fucking
idiot. Yeah. Oh God.
We got the soundboard out.
Yeah, it's just one of those things where now it's like I operate differently.
Yeah.
And I love it. So.
Well, here's a fun one, Jim, because I think every single day, somebody you want to just look at them and go, you have no idea what the fuck you're talking about, right? So here's the corporate way of saying it. I think there may be some context missing here.
and honestly, that's a legit way of doing it and not hurting their feelings, but basically saying, I think there's something missing.
Yeah.
It's not 100%.
There
are. Or, you know, if you don't agree, but you want to get the points across, you don't even want to watch them try to guess, you could say, let me reframe that.
Yeah.
And then you're basically going to add the points in.
Yeah.
You know,
if they're all blah, 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 and you're like, Jesus Christ, this guy's got no idea what the fuck he's talking about. You know, I think there's an opportunity to clarify the approach on this.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. Let's align on the facts. That's basically saying you're a bullshitter.
Yeah.
But let's look at the facts right
let's
now.
Align on the facts means you're a goddamn fucking liar, you piece of shit. Fuck you. Fuck you.
I still think I'm telling you. You got to tell those people.
We'll do it. Let's see. What do we got? I mean, I feel like we've worked so hard already, but let's keep going.
Yeah.
I was ready to kick my feet up, you know? What about when somebody's just slowing everything down? Some slow motherfucker, just asking them, what's the timeline you're working with? Because it's not aligning with, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yep. When I, like, so then they'll tell you, oh, I thought I had months to do this. No, we kind of need this by Monday. You know? Sometimes they don't know. What about, like, what do you say for someone when you're just trying to get your shit done and they keep, stop bothering me?
Right.
How do you know, some of the points, you know, what are you going to do? Or, hey, do you have that thing? Yeah, I'm going to get to it. And you want it saying so bad. Leave me the fuck alone.
Stop bothering me. Or, you know, could you just shut the fuck up?
Yeah.
Okay, so the corporate way of saying, could you just shut the fuck up, is by telling people they're taking it into the weeds, right? Or like,
yeah,
hey, let's take that offline. Let's take that offline is the corporate shut the fuck up.
You know, even like if you're talking about shit they don't want to talk about. They just don't want to hear it at that point. I've heard this in meetings, so you know this goes around. Let's table that. We've even brought that up in prior. So we're gonna table that.
Oh, my God. Mary just told me to shut the fuck up in corporate lingo. Yeah.
Well, basically,
how do I smack the fuck out of somebody in corporate? Yeah.
Well, there's another one. Like, look, I want to be mindful of everyone's time.
Yeah.
So basically, if someone else is saying that as you were speaking, they're telling you to shut the fuck up.
We got one more. What about if something is just like somebody fucked up and you want to point out that it's their fault? This is all your fault. You're a fucking idiot. You fucked this up. The corporate way of saying that would be like, you know, let's identify where the breakdown occurred.
I like the boss that'll take on like some of the blame, but they're kind of blaming you. But the way they would say it is like, you know, in hindsight, we may have approached this. We may have approached this differently.
Yeah. Actually, I do have one more after this. The corporate way of saying I don't give a fuck is thanks for the update or good to know.
Yeah. Right?
So if your boss says thanks for the update, it means they didn't read your update. They didn't give a fuck about your update. They don't give two fucking shits.
Yeah. You know? Yep. And sometimes they just throw, oh, thank you. Thank you for the update. It's like,
yeah.
Are you serious? Are you telling me to go F myself?
You know? Now, has your boss at Glory Holios ever done that?
what is that? The other guys, thanks for the F Shack.
Yeah, the F Shack. Dirty Mike and the boys.
Dirty Mike and the boys.
I just wanted to throw out an investment opportunity for people too. I'm legally changing my name to Ron, and I'm starting a restaurant chain called Chicken Parma Ron's. So if you want to invest, hit me up and we can discuss. All right.
Oh my God.
I'm growing a mustache for this and everything. Yeah, yeah. Because I'm gonna be the mascot, like holding the chicken parm. Hey, chicken parma Ron's.
You just sold your soul to a restaurant that doesn't even exist.
No, it's real.
Oh my God.
I'm starting it, Jim. What are you talking about? It doesn't exist yet. Jim, just let's take that offline. Yeah, all right. Yeah, yeah. Let's take this whole fucking thing offline.
Hey, listen, Jeremy. I'll defer to you on that one.
Thank you. Thank you, Jim. I appreciate it. Guys, I don't know if you're looking at the clock, but this is 19 minutes. You got 11 minutes left on your break. So finish up your fucking shitty peanut butter jelly sandwich and get the fuck back to work.
Today is Friday, people.
Yeah.
You know what that means? Get out.
Yeah.
Get out now.
Listen, here's what you're going to do. After lunch, you clock back in, then go take a nice long shit. And you just scored yourself another 25 minutes.
And then you got to walk it off. You can't go in the office smelling
You got to pat the back of your pants. You know, pretty much sure you get it out.
You're bringing the potpourri with you into the fucking the poopery into the office. You can't do that. You got to get that fresh sunshine out of your ass.
Everybody knows that, right? All right, guys, get back to work.
All right, take care.
Thanks for listening to the Above My Pay Grade podcast. Don't forget to subscribe on Amazon Music. Go to abovemypaygradepodcast.com. Click the Amazon Music button and get notified of new episodes as soon as they hit. Above My Pay Grade is produced by Kilohertz Media. Copyright 2025. Go to abovemypaygradepodcast.com for more info.